I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jay Hood knows how to take care of things on Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Jay Hood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, ESPN 1000 down in Chicago. Jonathan, single guy, going out with a girl. Couple of, you know, little bit, short time. Do I have to get something for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. Thank you, Hood.
But like, yeah.
He said, yeah, let's move on.
Gary knows. Sparky,
yep.
You guys should know.
Yep.
Come on now. It's Valentine's Day. It's about showing them that you care.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
even
probably
if you don't believe it.
That's probably
even if you
right.
don't believe it.
That's a disclaimer. Even if you don't believe it.
Hey, real quick. You know what? I got to get at Jay Hood real quick.
Hey, be nice now.
No, it's going to be nice because it's actually in his favor.
All right.
Jay Hood, I didn't even hear from you at all during the football season last year. I thought maybe you called me at least once or twice. I mean, the Bears really had a good year.
Yeah, well, I usually call you for Green Bay stuff. So
I know, but you know,
about 15 times.
Really, but, I mean, but I used to give it to Jay Hood all the time.
He came to the expert this time. It's okay.
Is it okay? Fine. So he called you.
Yeah.
He called me. Got the phone call.
Yeah.
See, now I know. That's how Jay Hood rolls.
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
I'm always keeping my audience guessing.
Yeah,
you
go.
Know who's gonna call from the cheddar curtain.
All right,
so it's always good to be able to have that.
That's call. Right. That's right.
Hey, man, what happened with Jabari Parker down in Chicago?
Oh, good question, Steve.
Jabari Parker came in to his first press conference, and he told the press that I don't care anything about defense.
Truth.
Why should I care about defense?
Yep.
Now, that might be the truth, but you kind of hold your cards on that because you don't want to have a perception, A, to a young locker room that, hey, if I don't play defense, you don't have to play defense either. That's actually what's happening with Chicago right now. That's one. The second thing is that, you know, as a veteran that's coming off of the injuries that he has, I'm not saying that he needed to be humble because that's not who he is. But at the same time, though, I mean, just answering questions directly about how you could make the Bulls better, it would have been better than him to say, oh, defense? What's the point of that? And so I just think that when you are a veteran and kids look up to you, you don't want to have that negative connotation like, no, don't worry about the coaches saying, you just do you. That doesn't work, and that's why Chicago's toward the bottom league.
Talking with Jay Hood, Jonathan Hood of ESPN 1000 down in Chicago. Bucks taking on the Bulls down at the UC tonight. Jay Hood, what has been the feel around Jim Boylan so far? Because he is stuck, I believe, in 1993 in his coaching philosophy with young players. And I know there was an issue earlier on when he first took over the job. Is that settled down between him and the players?
One's still a clown. Because you look at a coach that is completely behind the times. It's just typical Chicago when it comes to the Bulls and having a coach that without head coaching experience. Now, he has been assistant for a lot of really good coaches in this league, but I just think that as soon as you take the job, there's immediately a mutiny. And when the Bulls got beat down by over 50 points in one game, he's looking for a three-hour practice the next game, and the players are like, no, we're not doing that. So there was already resistance when he takes the chair from Fred Hoiberg. When Hoiberg expired, Jim is in the chair, and clearly there wasn't a lot of respect in that locker room for Jim when he was an assistant. So now he becomes the head coach, and the reason why he's in that spot is because John Paxson wanted more discipline. He didn't think that Fred Hoiberg was providing discipline to the basketball team. And so I don't think Jim has the full respect of everyone in that locker room. And, you know, as you guys well know, you know, when you become an assistant and then you become the head coach and you're just 18 inches over to the next seat, it's a hot seat. And I just think that some of the bad habits from the Hoiberg era, it's happening now under Jim.
So do you have talent there, then, Jay Hood, to get it done outside of the coaching?
No, Gary. I think that there's a couple of young players. Like, I'm a big fan of Markkanen. I think that here's a guy here that can be a double-double machine for you. You know, that's one young talent that they have, so that's a positive. We still have to see what Zach LaVine can bring. Again, the numbers are good for LaVine. But again, you're looking around the roster and you're trying to figure out who else could be able to score the ball. The biggest issue there with the team is just that is defense. It's kind of what we talk about with Jabari, right? So Jabari says we have to play defense, and that's happening a lot, early and often. Where I think that, and you'll see this tonight more than likely, it's not the want to defensively. It's just the confusion on defense on where to be. I mean, we're in February. If you don't know where to be defensively, sealing off baselines, being able to switch your man, making sure that guys are not going down the baseline on you, unencumbered threes. If those things are happening in February, that means that there's some confusion. And again, you have a new coach in place that was supposed to be a quote-unquote defensive guru in Jim Boylan, and these things are just not happening for Chicago right now.
You know, the one thing about the Bulls that you hear a lot from Bulls fans are they don't understand how that front office is still in place with Gar Foreman and Paxson still running the show. How much longer is Reinsdorf going to put up with these two?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's the ultimate question. Under Jerry Reinsdorf and his son Michael now has probably got more of the reins now than ever before. It's just one of these things where it's always been about loyalty. I mean, even after the Jordan era for Chicago, Jerry Krause was in there to try to rebuild the team. When you knew that maybe it was even Jerry Krause's time to leave, he was in there at job way too long as a general manager. And there's a rally happening in early March, a fire guy tax rally in Chicago that's going to happen. And so people are very disappointed that they're still in place because of the ineptitude of the organization. The one loss record tells you all you need to know. And just from Thibodeau going from him and having Fred Hoiberg in place, the coaching has not been good enough to be able to sustain itself to be a winning team. And then the choices that they make. It's at this point in time, Milwaukee is a much better destination for free agents than Chicago. And that's saying a lot. In Chicago, their biggest free agent has been the likes of Pau Gasol and Ben Wallace and players like that. Those are kind of like, B-level free agents. And that's just not come to Chicago. The perception of the Bulls is because Gar and Paxson are in place, it is very difficult for agents to sit down with Gar and Paxson and say, all right, this is the city to be in. They're going to other places in smaller markets and avoiding Chicago because of Gar and Paxson. And if that doesn't do anything for Reinsdorf, I don't know what will, because you need to have, along with young players and draft picks, you need to be able to have an A-list free agent to come in to be able to help your franchise. And that's, if Gar and Paxson are the face of that, they're going to be avoided. And they have avoided them for the better part of 15 years.
I've always said as a little kid, if New York, L.A. and Chicago, or even Boston, the historical franchises, if they ever get back to winning championships, it's good for the NBA. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But I will say this. What does the fan base think? Those are the experts. How do they think they should rebuild this team? Should they go out and just blow it up and get two max players in the 2021-22 season moving forward? Do they try to just... Because, it's always embarrassing when a guy comes to visit. Like, I think it was it Carmelo Anthony a few years back that came there and did left? And I was like, well, wait a minute. I didn't know guys, stars come into these places and they leave without a deal. What does the fan base think, Jay Hood?
I think that the fan base, for the most part, are saying this. You want to build the way Milwaukee has built. Okay, so you want to, obviously, it's about getting lucky in the draft. We all know that. You got to be able to, if you're going to bottom out, get lucky in the draft, find someone that you can build a team around. But also make your team an attractive destination. Mm-hmm. Never mind about the restaurants and the place where you kick it and all the clubs and all that. What it comes down to is, do you have a destination, a city, a team, an organization in which there's no drama, there's no question marks about it? You have to be able to get away from the perception. And I think that the other thing with Paxson Gar that fans have talked about is the philosophy. You're not in it to just develop young players and just say, well, we're just going to continue bringing young players, and then we'll get one player via a trade like Otto Porter, and then spend the rest of the money that you have in your salary cap with veterans that can tutor young players. That's like 10 years ago in the NBA. It's about trying to win now, meaning that if you have, and fans say this all the time, if you want to be able to get to the top where Milwaukee is going to sustain itself, or teams like that, Toronto, Boston, Indiana, when Oladipo was healthy, and even now, if you're trying to build, you have to find a cornerstone, do the draft. And if that's marketing, it's marketing. You find a couple of free agents, but then you try to build and keep going forward instead of just saying, well, we're just going to level off here and just have a few free agent veterans that can work with young players. That doesn't work. You know, everybody's for themselves. It's just the NBA. They all try to have one goal, and that's a championship. And Chicago's just not in that spot right now.
All right, last one, let you get going. I got to ask you a football question. Are you sold on Mitch Trubisky? Can he get you a Super Bowl?
I saw, Gary, a lot of one read from Mitch Trubisky. You watched some of that film,
yep.
And I know you saw it, Gary.
Yep.
It's a lot of, let me lock in on Robinson. He's not there. Oh, I'm going to run.
Right.
And you can have a running quarterback. That's fine, but there's limitations to that. You all know this, that you can have someone that, if that's your third option on your read, if you're going to run. But it was a lot of, this guy's not open, let me run. He still needs some polish. You know the difference between a quarterback that's throwing it down the field, the young quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and the Mitchell Trubisky that has some arm strength but doesn't showcase it because he does not read the defense quick enough. It's satisfactory, but for the roll of the dice that the Bears had to get Trubisky and to make sure he's your franchise quarterback, you need a little bit more offensively down the field. And for Chicago's sake, hopefully that gets better for the next few years.
That's Jonathan Hood, Jay Hood from ESPN 1000 in Chicago, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jay Hood, appreciate it, man. We thank you for joining us on short notice, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Jay Hood on the Great Midwest
sure
Bank
Hotline.
I sure
want to ask him about the Browns signing Kareem Hunt.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance 2019. Look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Call it today, Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.